From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Lana Bellamy reports for the Times Union that some business owners are upset because Central Hudson wants to raise rates 16% on the average residential electric bill and 19% on the average natural gas bill to pay for system upgrades. The Public Utility Law Project, a consumer advocacy group, filed a motion in October to block the rate increase, citing an ongoing Public Service Commission investigation into Central Hudson billing errors. And many local politicians are against the rate increase, with Representative Pat Ryan showing up with the business owners and activists at a January 26 press conference in Kingston. Ryan said, and I quote, "Central Hudson's proposed double-digit rate increase is blatant corporate greed," end quote. Central Hudson spokesperson Joe Jenkins said the company is working to resolve all its customers' concerns in a timely fashion and said, and I quote, "That is why we have scheduled two additional customer service events in the coming months that give an opportunity to customers who have come to us through their elected officials to discuss any lingering concerns they have," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that State Senator Michelle Henchy, who represents Greene County and much of Columbia, Ulster, and Dutchess counties, led a rally at the state capitol January 29th, asking for an expansion of the state's healthy school meal program to provide free breakfast and lunch to all K-12 students in the state. Henchy said, and I quote, "Every student, family, school, and community in New York should have the opportunity to benefit from school meals for all, and we won't stop fighting until we deliver a permanent universal program," end quote. Henchy's office said that 347,000 students in 1,200 schools got access to free school meals in the 2023-2024 school year, but 321,000 students in 650 schools could have used those meals too. Henchy said, and I quote, "Since we expanded healthy school meals last year, the transformative progress we expected is unfolding in communities across New York State. More students have gained access to free breakfast and lunch, and with that, we are actively breaking the stigma of food insecurity, keeping kids healthy, and helping them learn better, all while saving families money every week," end quote. Massachusetts, Vermont, California, Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, New Mexico, and Michigan now have universal school meal programs. Legislators recently returned to Albany and are considering next year's budget. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that a Catskill shop selling cannabis is now waiting for a state license after the Village of Catskill Planning Board last week approved their application for a retail store on a commercial strip off State Route 9W. The Catskill Roots store will open in a 2,020-square-foot concrete garage. The Juice Branch, currently on West Bridge Street in Catskill, is opening in another building on the property. New York has been slow to give out license for retail stores almost 3 years after recreational cannabis was legalized. Albany and Rensselaer counties have the nearest local cannabis stores at this time. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.